I'm on, keeping it real foggy.
It started with a naked cowboy, a street performer in Times Square who wears only a Stetson, cowboy boots, and the skimpiest of briefs.
Hello, like a photo? Hey, how you guys doing?
But for the past few months, he's been facing nude rivals.
Hello.
Topless women, their bodies daubed in red, white, and blue makeup, who earn money by posing for pictures with tourists, who then reward them with tips.
What's the reaction generally?
Huh?
What's the reaction?
Reaction to what?
Your...
Amazement and excitement. Wonder. It's a festive celebration.
But not a festive celebration for everyone.
They're very attractive, but they're naked. It's a little offensive.
I don't think it's nice at all. There's young people here. There's little kids walking around. Shouldn't see that.
As I speak, a man is actually painting the letters NY on a woman's buttocks. And this row over public nudity has actually morphed into something bigger, a debate about public spaces and more specifically, the pornographic perils of pedestrianisation. Times Square is partway through a redevelopment plan where roads, including the famed Broadway, have been blocked off and paved over. But city officials are now worried that its new plazas are actually lowering the tone of the neighborhood.
Not satisfied that we have used every tool in our arsenal yet. And I don't like the situation in Times Square. We're going to address it in a very aggressive manner.
That's New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, raising the possibility of stopping pedestrianization in its tracks.
I'd prefer to just dig the whole darn thing up and put it back the way it was, where Broadway is Broadway and not a dead-end street.
That's the mayor's police commissioner, Bill Bratton, who just wants to tear the plazas up. And this is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, fearing a return to Times Square's sordid past.
I was around for the bad old Times Square. And this is starting to remind me of the bad old Times Square.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
The bad old Times Square of the 70s and 80s really was bad. Back then, it wasn't known just for its dancing neon and supersized billboards, but also its peep shows and sex shops. For the past two decades, urban renewal has gone hand in hand with moral regeneration.
Well, Times Square had been a political football for a long time.
Veteran architect Alex Cooper worked on the early schemes to revitalize the square and believes that pedestrianization is the way to go.
Turning it into this plaza is a very, it's a plus-plus for the city. Now, what do you do with ladies? I'm sure there's some people at City Hall who could figure that out. Find a place for them to go and sell their wares. Doesn't have to be Times Square.
As for the Times Square Alliance, the body representing its business community, the idea of ripping up the plaza and opening it up to traffic again is unthinkable. Tim Topkins, its chief executive, says London provides the model.
Trafalgar Square, they took out a lane of traffic. It was incredibly controversial, but of course, I think now there's a consensus that that was creating a great public space in London. Very similar debate here when it happened. And I think just because we have some very real problems with aggressive hustling and predatory behavior doesn't mean we should throw out the baby with the bathwater, as we say here.
New York will probably end up with a compromise that welcomes genuine street performers but regulates the topless women more closely. Dating back to the Prohibition era and before, there's long been a tension here between private vice and public virtue. But when the vice becomes too public, the city usually steps in.